This is Damien from Marketing Food Online. So you are looking to get more sales on your e-commerce store, or maybe you just started. Well, I'm going to give you a couple tips and pointers and show you how on Etsy I've done over $100,000 in sales, and I'll show you exactly how I did that right now. All right, so like I mentioned in the introduction, I'm going to give you some tips and pointers on how to get your sales going on Etsy, specifically Etsy and e-commerce kind of in general, but I want to really kind of focus on Etsy because that was the platform that was able to kind of skyrocket our business about 10 years ago when we first started out. We did have a store on eBay, but we did very well on eBay, but not as good initially as we did on Etsy. And I'm going to give you some tips and pointers on how we just sold over six figures. Just to let you know, a really quick disclaimer, we sold over $100,000, but it was not in one single year initially, okay? This was not something that we put up some website, as you may see a lot of these videos on YouTube that claim you can sell $100,000 in 30 days. It's absolute foolishness. That stuff does not exist, and if you believe that, I have some real estate on the moon I can sell you. So I wanted to get down to it, exactly what we did to get started and to get up and running. When you have an e-commerce business, one of the most important aspects of having e-commerce is the feedback. Okay, when customers give you feedback, obviously you're shooting for five stars, but you're not always going to get that. No matter what anyone tells you, any e-commerce business will never get five stars every single time. It's impossible and it's nonsense. So you need to accept that. You need to understand that shooting for and striving for and working for five stars is a good thing. Will you always get it realistically? No, but that's okay. And I'm actually going to tell you a great reason why I don't really focus anymore on how many five stars we get. Is it important to get five-star feedback? Of course it is. But when you get something that's less than five stars and you make an attempt to resolve it, and unfortunately, either the customer does not change the rating or doesn't go back and update it after you've resolved it, that happens a lot, okay? And to get customers to give you a five-star on every transaction is near impossible, okay? If you go to some of the biggest websites out there, even Target, Walmart.com, Target.com, Amazon.com, there's a ton of not five-star ratings on a lot of products and a lot of services. But that's okay. And I want to tell you why it's okay. So here's what I've learned. When we have a product and we post it up and it's a let's say chocolate covered pretzel and it has a certain topping on it. Okay. Let's say it was a chocolate covered pretzel with coconut, right? Something really unique. And I'm going to give this as an example. So we posted that and we sell it very frequently. Do we get five stars on it? No. But what I've noticed is that the more unique the flavor profile, the more unique the product is. If you have a bunch of five stars and you have a bunch of threes and you have a bunch of fours, you have twos, you have a variety of ratings, it's going to stir the interest of the consumer. It's going to stir the interest of the customer. Do they look at the five-star ratings? Do they look at all the ratings to make a decision and make their judgment on whether they want to buy your product? Of course they do. But at the end of the day, the one unique thing about food compared to, you know, selling cell phones or medicine or whatever it may be that you're selling, the unique thing about food is that people are interested and curious about how it tastes. So if you've got a bunch of five stars and you've got a handful of two stars, the customer's going to look at both of them. But the interesting thing is just that, is it's the curiosity of how it tastes. Someone would be willing to buy a new food product with maybe a new food profile, maybe something that's gluten-free, maybe something that has a less sugar, maybe something that has a new flavor profile that's mixed in with a new nutrient that's high in protein. They're willing to try that, at least to give it a shot. And when you think of the millions of customers that could potentially looking at your product, that's a lot of people kind of experimenting with food. So don't get too excited. Don't get upset. Don't get down. Don't get discouraged when you've got a bunch of five stars and you start to get maybe a couple three stars. You know, maybe it didn't taste good for them, but the five-star ratings are your product's amazing. I tried your protein bar and your protein bar was just outstanding. Anyone who's interested in a protein bar and comes across that listing is going to judge it and they're going to weigh it out a little bit, but they're always going to want to try it. Okay. If you're selling a USB cable or a printer, okay, it's a printer. It does a certain job. It does a certain task. Obviously, if you sell it, you could spell it out for what it does. If the customer's needs are, well, that printer does this and this and this, that they'll buy it. If it just doesn't do what they need, they'll go on to another product. Food is something that's kind of experimental. People like to try it and try something new, okay? Even if you have a product that's similar to someone else's, they're still going to want to try it. Okay, so now that I spoke about feedback, don't let it get, like I said, don't let it get you down. Don't let it discourage you. Keep pushing forward, and if you can, try to, of course, resolve. If you've got a 3-star or 4-star or something other than 5-star, contact the customer, obviously. You need to have customer service skills, too. When you have an e-commerce business, it's not like you're going to post a product and it's on autopilot, and all of a sudden the entire store is going to take care of itself. You need to maintain that, and you have to do it on a daily basis. I would highly recommend you do it on a daily basis. Even if you're doing it part-time, if you work full-time, come home at night, and then your second job, because you're trying to pursue a new, different career, a new business, and you want to open up an e-commerce business, at night, you need to address those issues, get your package up, your products, whatever it may be, okay? Now, how do you get sales on a product, excuse me, how do you get sales on your product or sales on your store when you just start out? Number one, you need to be patient. It does not happen overnight. And if you've heard that before, good. Well, I'll be the next person to tell you. It does not happen overnight. You need to always be on it. You need to be consistent. You need to be on your store. You need to allow it time to attract customers, okay? And now how long can that be? I can't tell you. Nobody can tell you how long that will be. But if you're looking to get sales quicker, here's an idea. When I started on eBay, I did about $20 or $30 a month. Yes, a month when we first started. And mostly was with a lot of our baked goods and cookies and candies and such. So it's a little bit of a challenge to get people when you first start out to get attracted to your product, okay? But what I did was I ended up eating some money on a lot, no pun intended, but eating it on my profits when I first started. And here's what I mean by that. So some of our cookies that we had are about $24.99 for 2 dozen, $24.99 to about $22.99. So I put it at our cost, which is considerably smaller than that. I did it at cost just to get it out there. It cost me some money, of course, because I broke even. I wasn't making any profit initially up front. And for me, that was just my judgment call. And also, I only did it for a very small period of time, just a couple of months or so. It wasn't like I did this for years. But I did it just to get the feedback, to get the ball rolling, to get people to try it and then review it. And then little by little, incrementally, I started to go up on the price, okay? And then what I noticed is that I was able to build a foundation of reviews. And on that reviews, on all those that I got, that allowed me then to bump up the price to where I wanted it to be. And I could rely on those reviews to sell more products. The biggest aspect of e-commerce when it comes to selling a service or a product, doesn't matter what it is. If you're selling anything online, is the feedback that you're going to get from those customers, okay? And in order for you to do that, sometimes when you first start any business, is the most expensive part of a business endeavor is when you're starting. If you're doing a consulting business, for instance, when you want to get clients, it's going to cost you money to get customers. It's going to cost you money to get those clients because you have to advertise even more. You have to double down on what you're investing in either social media marketing, if it's going to be marketing any other way online, if you're going to create accounts that are going to help you, like email marketing even. In order for you to accumulate those emails and then send out emails, you're going to have the software. You're going to have the services. You have to put it out there first in order for it to be viable and for it to work. So in order for you to make money at first, no matter what you're doing, it's always going to be more expensive up front. But that's a good thing because once you cross over that hurdle and the ball begins to roll and you begin to get more customers and you get more reviews, then it becomes cheaper and cheaper. And what I mean by that is that you may have to break even, maybe even lose a little bit of money to sell a handful of products up front to get the reviews you need. And then little by little, you progressively increase that retail price to where you want it to be. Now, let's say you had 20 items, okay? Now, do you have to do that on all of them? No. What I did was we actually had about 2 dozen or so items. We didn't have a lot, nowhere near the 400 plus items that we have now. But I had about 2 dozen items. Now, I'd probably say about 6 or 7 of them, I literally broke even or even lost a little bit of money on. Not a lot, but I wanted to sell it at a price that would appeal to the customer to the point where they would buy it, taste it, because I believed in our product enough because I knew that our product was good and it's made to order, so it's as fresh as possibly can be. So once you do that, it's going to allow your customers to buy it at a price that's going to be extremely reasonable. They can try it. And then the review, that's what you're getting. That's what you want, is that review. So once you begin to get reviews coming in, hey, that was fantastic, that was great, I loved it, then you can go up and then you can begin to sell more of it. Now, there was a concept, it's actually still being used in retail stores, and I actually use it on some of our stores online, and I've mentioned it, I think I did two videos on this quite some time ago, but it's called Lost Leaders. And what it is it's actually a product that retail stores will take a hit on, but it's very, very small. If you ever go to Walmart, you ever go to Publix, you ever go to Kroger, there's a lot of these little bins of products that are buy one, get one, or 50% off, or something like that. And they'll actually advertise it in their flyers. You know, when you get flyers in the mail, I don't have one with me right now, but when you get a flyer in the mail and the grocery store says, hey, one, come in our store and get for 1 cent, you get a can of green beans or whatever it may be. It could be a silly little thing, but believe it or not, it's a psychological thing. When the customer sees that they can get any food product for a penny, or they buy one and they get two for free, that's considered a lost leader. It's always been used in retail, and it's still being used today. But you can do the same thing in your e-commerce store. If you've got 20 items, take three of them, okay? And say, hey, if you buy any one of these three, you get the other two for free. Or you buy one, you'll get one free. And reduce the price to where you break even. So the concept is, again, you want to turn a volume of product, but you want to attract customers. Once they see that, then they like your product, it's a very good likelihood they're going to come back and they're going to try something else. And then they're going to pay full price for it. Then they're going to give you a review. So that's how you can begin to kind of grease the wheels, in a sense, to get it going. If you expect your e-commerce store just to skyrocket because you've created a store on Etsy or eBay or Amazon, that's not how it works. It doesn't work that way. A mixture of you working every single day to promote the products, make the price points appealing so you can get the reviews, then you start to reel in the customers who are going to pay you full price. And that is when you start to make money, you start to get the wheels going, and you got cash flow moving. Then maybe you can even expand on the type of products you have. So how quick does it take to get your first sale? It doesn't take too long. It shouldn't, okay? If you implement and try some of these techniques, it will actually get you reviews very quickly. Now, there are some people who actually end up having a friend or a family member buy a product from their store and leave a review to get the wheels going. Some people have done that. I'm not going to mention whether or not I've done that, but I've heard people doing this before. So if that's something or a route that you want to take, or if that's something that appeals to you, maybe you could have a friend or a confidant or a family member buy a product and then leave a review for you and go from there. So if that's something that you wish to do, that's fine. But again, you want to make sure that you attract customers. In the long run, that's only going to work so far. In the long run, you want to make sure that you can attract them really early, get them to leave feedback. And then, you know what, even in addition to sending them out products, send them a little extra of something they're not expecting. Because when you begin to give more than you're actually selling, that is huge. That's going to give the customer this idea that, wow, this store really appreciates my business. Even if it's a small bag of nuts, a small bag of candy, a snack, or whatever food item that you may be selling, add something extra to it and your customers will go crazy over your store. Okay. So I'm going to wrap it up right there. 13 minutes, a little bit over my time. I try to keep my videos to about 10 minutes. Keep it short and sweet. And if you guys like the video, as always, please do give me a big thumbs up. And I will see you on the next video.